弟兄姊妹早上好，早上平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you.
请我们一起来看几处的圣经。
Let us turn to a few portions of scripture.
头一处我们翻到诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90 first. Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇十二节。
Verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Psalm 90:12. So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
你再翻到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章十五到十七节。
Ephesians 5:15-17.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
这个要爱惜光阴，这个爱惜呢，应该翻成赎回来，买赎回来。
Here the phrase, making the most of your time, can also be translated, redeeming the time.
好，我们再读两处的圣经，我们再回到那个旧约列王记上。
Let's return to the Old Testament, 1 Kings.
列王记上第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
1 Kings 6:1.
以色列人出埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王第四年，西弗月就是二月。开工建造耶和华的殿。
Now it came about in the 480th year, after the sons of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord.
这里告诉我们说，所罗门什么时候建造圣殿呢？
When did Solomon start to build the house of the Lord?
那是以色列人出埃及地以后480年。
It is the 480th year since the Israelites left the land of Egypt.
那一年呢，是所罗门作王的第四年。
That was the fourth year of Solomon's reign.
那就说所罗门作王过了三年以后，第四年，开始建造圣殿。
After 3 years of reigning, then in the fourth year, Solomon started to build the house.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》十三章。
Then let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
《使徒行传》十三章第十六节到二十二节。
Acts 13, verse 16 to 22.
这里是保罗对当时的犹太人讲到以色列历史。
This is Paul explaining the history to the Jews.
十六节，保罗就站起来举手说：“以色列人啊，以色列人和一切敬畏神的人，请听。”
Paul stood up and motioning with his hand said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen."
以色列民的神拣选了我们祖宗当民。寄居埃及的时候，抬举他们，用大能的手领他们出来。
The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with an uplifted arm he led them out from it.
又在旷野容忍他们约有四十年，寂灭了迦南地七族的人，就把那地分给他们为业。
For a period of about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness.When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land as an inheritance, all of which took about 450 years.
此后给他们设立士师也有450年，直到先知撒母耳的时候。
After these things, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet.
后来他们求一个王，神就将便雅悯支派中祭司的儿子扫罗给他们做王40年。
Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years.
大卫做他们的王, 又为他做见证说, 我心的耶稣的儿子大卫, 他适合我心里的凡事, 要遵循我的旨意。
After he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he had also testified, said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do my will.
我们注意到这里, 保罗讲到以色列历史的时候呢, 讲了几个数字, 几个年代。
Notice here, when Paul is talking about the history of Israel, he mentions several time frames.
神把他们从埃及地领出来的时候,在旷野容忍他们40年。
That when he led them out of Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后把他们带进迦南地的时候,在迦南地开始士师的年代有450年。
Then brought them to the land of Canaan, and they were there for 450 years.
那我们知道士师以后呢,就是列王的时代。
And this is the time of the kings.
列王时代头一个王扫罗,他做王40年。
Then the first king was being Saul, who was reigning for 40 years.
扫罗以后就是大卫做王,也是40年。
Then followed by David, who reigned for 40 years.
如果是我们把这几个年代加起来,有570年。
If you add all these numbers up, you get 570 years.
那我们知道大卫做王以后,就他儿子所罗门做王。
And after David came Solomon.
那个刚刚我们读到列王记那里告诉我们说呢，圣殿呢是出埃及以后480年建造圣殿。And
then if you look at 1 Kings, it says that after 480 years that they left Egypt, then Solomon built the house.
那这里告诉我们说，从出埃及以后到大卫做王的时候有570年。
Whereas here, it says that from the time of the Exodus to David becoming king is 570 years.
大卫做王就是所罗门，他做王过了3年以后，第4年建造圣殿。
And then Solomon reigned for 3 years and built the temple in the 4th year.
所以这里这几个数字加起来。 等于是573年，那就是说，在这里记载是圣殿建造的时候呢，是出埃及以后573年。
So here in Acts, from Exodus to the time of Solomon building the temple is 573 years.
但是列王记呢告诉我们说呢，圣殿呢是出埃及以后480年建造圣殿。
However, in 1 Kings, it says from Exodus to the building of the house is 480 years.
所以这两个数字是有一个误差，就是93年。
So the difference between these two figures is 93 years.
我想弟兄姊妹先有这个概念，这一点我最后后面会来解释。
So I hope brothers and sisters will still have this impression, and then later I will explain.
我们圣经就读到这里，我们低头有点祷告。
That concludes the reading of the word, and we'll have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨我们能来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that we come before you.
主，我们感谢你每一次来到你的面前，来到你会中，我们就是要敬拜、侍奉你，来听你的话语。
That whenever we come to you, whenever we come to the house, that we come to praise and worship you.
巴不得在这点时间里面，你来怜悯我们，真是在你恩典里面继续向我们施恩、向我们说话。
We ask that you would give us grace and mercy in this time to speak to us.
让我们因着你的话明白你的心，也知道如何在地上过我们地上的日子。
That we will understand your word, and so that we would know how to live each day on this earth.
好，既然我们在地上所行所事都能够得到你喜悦，能够满足你的心。
That everything we do would please your heart.
我们实在需要你怜悯我们，我们实在都是软弱，需要你更多借着你话发出亮光，带领走前面道路。
Truly, we are weak, so we need your mercy that you would speak to us by your word to give us light.
让我们越过越能够进到你的心意里面，越过能够照着你所喜悦生活在地上。
That as we grow, we can enter more into your will to know how to live on this earth.
就在早晨这点时间，你施恩怜悯我们。
In this small period of time, may you give grace to us.
我们来求你保守遮蔽我们。
We ask that your Son's blood would cover all of us.
不敢靠别的，唯独靠耶稣的血来到你面前。
We do not put faith in anything else except the blood of Jesus.
靠着你所成就的救赎工作，我们今天能够坦然无惧来到施恩座，来仰望等候在面前。
That in salvation work, we can thus come before your throne.
求主施恩替我们祷告。
We ask that you hear our prayer.
这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名。
And praise in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
早上和弟兄姊妹交通这个题目就是我们的年日。
So today's topic will be the number of our days.
当二月份我交通完教会建造以后，就思想说到前面要交通什么。
After February, when I shared upon the building of the house of the Lord, I was thinking, what should I share upon next?
我就想到这个题目。
And I thought of this topic.
因为刚刚也今年进到2025年了。
That we already claim to the year 2025.
你看一下子，现在又进到四月份了。
And now we're already in April.
所以时间实在过得非常快速。
Therefore, time has been flying.
所以耶伯记那里也这样告诉我们说。
Job, in the book of Job, he said,
他说我的日子比跑信的人更快。
That my days are faster than a swift runner's.
我们知道古时那些送信的人是骑着马，快马加鞭的赶时间，要把信快快送到。
In ancient times, the writers who sent the mail would need to get from one place to another very quickly.
那神话却告诉我们说，我们的日子比他跑得更快。
So,The Bible says that our days are even faster than the swift runners.
耶伯记那里第九章也告诉我们说，我们的日子过去快如快船。
And Job 9 also says that our days are swifter than a reed boat.
又如鹰击落抓死，又如那个抓死的鹰那么快。
Like an eagle that swoops down on its prey.
我们知道那个老鹰在天空飞翔的时候，看见水上有鱼的时候，它下来就把鱼抓住，然后飞上去。
We know that when an eagle flying the air spies a fish in the water, it'll swoop down to snatch it.
耶伯告诉我们说，我们日子比那个鹰、比那快船更快速的过去。
And Job says that our days are faster than the reed boats.
那一面我也想到说，过去几年我们认识了一些年长弟兄。
I recall that in the past few years we have several elder brothers.
都是活到九十几岁，甚至过了一百岁。
That they lived till 90 and past 100.
也都被主接去了。
And then the Lord took them.
而想到我们当中过去几年有几位弟兄年岁不大也走了。
Similar to brothers and sisters in our congregation as well.
也到主那里去了。
They have now are now with the Lord.
虽然每个人在地上年日有的长一点，有的短一点。
True, your life might be shorter or longer on this earth.
但是我们知道这是人生必走的道路。
But and then this is the path that each person must take.
但是却提醒我们该如何来过我们地上的日子。
But we have a reminder about how we want to live each day on earth.
我们如何来看我们的日子。
Let us examine our days.
我们在地上的日子到底哪些是神算得数的，是在他面前蒙到他纪念的日子。
Which days are counted before the Lord? Which days you have are remembered before the Lord?
不是从我们眼光来看我们地上的年日。
Let's not look at it from our own point of view.
而是从神的眼光来看我们地上的年日。
But we need God's point of view to see how to live each day on earth.
所以若是我们能够照着神的眼光来看我们地上的年日的时候，我们就知道如何来过我们地上的年日。
If we have God's perspective on how to live each day, then we would know how to spend each day.
我们看见列王的时代。
Let's take a look at the period of the judges.
那些好王，那些恶王，神是怎么看呢？
How did he see each king, whether good or bad?
那些好王来，常常同样说一句话。
That there is a phrase given for each king.
乃是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
That it's whether they did was right in the sight of the Lord.
而那些恶王呢？
How about the evil kings?
那是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
They did evil in the sight of the Lord.
好王恶王不是根据我们的眼光来看。
The whether you're doing good or whether you're doing evil is not according to our point of view.
那是神是怎么样看他们。
But based on how God sees it.
在四世纪里面，我们知道四世纪是以色列历史当中最黑暗的一个时代。
Also, the period of the judges is the darkest period of Israel's history.
十四纪最后一章21-25节在那里说
In Judges 21-25 there is a
对整个四世纪来做一个结论
A summarization of the period of the Judges
那里说以色列中没有王个人任意而行
It says that there was no king in Israel everyone did what was right in their own eyes
我想各意而行这个英文应该翻得更准确 个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
In English, it says that everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
因着个人行他自己眼中看为正的事，神这样说：以色列当中没有王。
Because everyone did what was right in their own eyes, therefore God said that there is no king in Israel.
因为每一个人都照他自己眼中看为正的事去做事情。
Because everyone did what they wanted to do.
他看为对，他就去做。
If they thought it was right, then they wanted to do it.
他看得好，他就去做。
If they thought something was good, they'll do it.
但圣经却告诉我们，中文就把他背后那个属灵意义说得更清楚一点。
But then in the Chinese, it says some of the spiritual principles behind what that means.
当人以他自己眼中看为对的事去做的时候，神说是任意而行。
Which is that people would just want to do what is right in their own eyes.
因为他凭他自己做决定做任何事情。
Because people want to make decisions based on what they think.
我看今天这个世代是不是这样子？
Isn't that the way that this generation works?
今天这个时代呢，是个人行他眼中看为对的事情。
That in this age, this world, everyone wants to do what's right in their own eyes.
看见今天带给社会国家多少动荡、多少不。
Look at the rest in the nation today.
特别是那在上掌权的。
Especially those who are in political power.
他以为他眼中看为对的事，他就去做，他就行。
That someone may do what they think is right in their own eyes.
所以你看见今天社会上为什么许多混乱的事情
That's why on the national level you see lots of unrest and turmoil.
因为每一个人都行他眼中看为对的事
Because people want to do what is right in their own eyes.
不是照着神眼中看为对的事
Rather than what is right in God's eyes.
同样今天地上的教会我们看见今天许多神的儿女
Likewise in the church with God's children.
也是行他自己眼中看为对的事
People are doing what they think is right.
今天教会许多的聚会，许多活动，许多事情。
So many worship, so many activities.
人都是以他眼中看为对的事情。
It's based on what people think is right in their own eyes.
就是今天这位地上的教会，为什么充满许多难处，许多问题
？Why is there so much problems and issues in the church today？
为什么人的属灵生命好像成长的实难不容易
？Why is spiritual growth so difficult among God's children？
因为都是以自己的眼光来看事情。
It's because we see things from our own eyes.
弟兄姊妹，自己眼光来看事情，即使是看得对，是看得好。
From your own perspective, it might seem right, it might seem good.
但神不一定在神眼光当中来看的时候，不一定是对的。
But not necessarily that is that true for on God.
所以，若是我们知道是如何来看地上的年日
，So let's have God's perspective when we see our days on earth.
我们必须要回到圣经，回到神的话。
In order to do so, we need to return to the Bible, return to God's word.
看神是怎样看我们地上的年日。
To see how does He view our life on earth.
用什么？若是我们能够照着神的眼光来看地上的年日。
If we have God's perspective when we examine our life on earth,
不是照着我们眼光来看地上的年日
and not by our own perspective,
我们才知道如何来过地上的年日
then we will know how to live each day.
所以我们需要回到神的话语当中
So let's return to God's word.
所以同样今天在地上各样的事情、各样的环境、各样的光景，我们都需要以神的眼光来看
That in every circumstance we find ourselves in, let's have God's perspective on that situation.
所以从圣经从以色列历史里面，我们来看到底神是怎样看我们地上的年日。
Through the history of Israel, let's see how does God view our days on earth.
当神要带领以色列百姓出埃及为奴之家的时候
，When the Lord delivered the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt,
他站在小谕摩西亚伦说
，He told Moses and Aaron,
以本业为正业为一年之首
，That.This is the beginning of the year for you.
所以在那个月里面，他们正在宰羊羔，他们正在吃羊羔肉。
That during the that first year, they are going to take the Passover lamb.
他们在那把羊羔血涂在他们所住的房屋的门楣门框上。
And apply that blood to the doorposts and the lintel.
那夜耶和华神出来巡行埃及全地。
And that when the Lord comes out to judge the people of Egypt,
把埃及无论是人，投生的无论是人牲畜都击杀了。
That the firstborn, whether of beast or of man, were killed.
但是神看见以色列百姓他们所住的房屋上有血，他就越过了。
But when he sees the sign of the blood upon the doorposts and the lintel, he shall pass over them.
以色列百姓的生命就被存留下来。
And thus the people were delivered.
这是以色列逾越节一个由来。
That was that Passover.
这也是他们得救的一个经历。
That was the day of their salvation.
所以什么以色列的历史是什么时候才开始计算起的呢？
So when did the days of the people of Israel started to be counted before the Lord?
是他们蒙恩，他们从埃及为奴之家出来那个日那一夜开始的。
It was the day that they were saved, the day that they left Egypt.
从前他们在法老权势底下，他们做奴隶，他们没有自由。
Before then, they were under bondage of Pharaoh. They had no freedom.
他们在那为法老效力做工，服侍法老王。
They were working for the Pharaoh.
现在神拯救他们要离开法老权势。
But now, the Lord saved them to be delivered from the dominion of Pharaoh.
他们在那开始一个新的日子，开始一个新的生活。
And there is now a new beginning, a new life.
这是他们新的一个日子的开始。
This is the beginning of a new day.
神计算日乃是他们从他们得救那个日子开始。
So God started counting their days, starting from the day of their salvation.
从前在法老底下生活的日子都过去了。
That before then, it seems like all those days just passed and were wasted.
也可以说在那些日子里面，神都不算数。
It's as if those days under Egypt were not counted.
弟兄姊妹，他们的经历就是我们今天新约教会。基督徒得救的经历。
That same experience is the Christian experience today.
从前我们在世界王辖制底下那些年日，当我们得救的时候，那些都过去了。
Before we were saved, we were under the prince of the world. It's as if those days did not count.
所以保罗在更多后书第五章那里告诉我们。
That's what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
若有人在基督里，就是一个新造的人。
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新了。
The old has passed, the new has come.
但蒙恩得救，我们相信主耶稣基督，我们得到一个新的生命。
That once we believe in Jesus, we have a new life.
成为一个新造的人。
We are now a new creation.
我们在地上开始新的一个日子，开始过一个新的生活。
And now beginning, there's a new day, and we begin a new life.
从那一天开始，神才计算我们地上的年日。
Starting from that day, now God counts your days.
从前。旧造生命，从前在世界里面的生命，神都不计算。
In the old creation, when we're living under the prince of the world, those days don't count.
正如以色列百姓出埃及之前，那时候神说：“以本月为正月，一年之首。”
And so that day when the people of Israel were leaving Egypt, God told Moses that this would be the beginning of the year for you, the beginning of months.
正月就是一年的第一个月开始。
The first month, meaning the beginning of the year.
一个新的年度，一个新的日子开始。
A whole new year, a whole new beginning.
感谢主，我们这些新造的人，神从我们蒙恩得救那天才开始计算我们地上的年日。
Thank the Lord. Likewise for us, the day that we were born again, that's when we have the days starting to count.
是我们读新约里，读圣经里面，圣经记载两个大的家谱。
So the Bible records two genealogies.
第一个家谱就在创世纪第五章。
The first one is in Genesis 5.
那里记载一个亚当后裔的家谱。
It says that these are the generations of Adam.
另外一个就是在马太福音第一章基督的家谱。
And then Matthew 1, the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah.
所有的人类都在这两个家谱里面。
All humanity is only found in these two genealogies.
不是在亚当里这个家谱里面，就是在基督的家谱里面。
If you're not in the genealogy of Adam, you're in the genealogy.
是在这个亚当的家谱里面，那里记载先祖们都活了几百年、几百岁。
In the genealogy of Adam, those people lived to hundreds of years.
但是神却没有记载他们在这个几百年的日当中做了什么事。
However, God did not record their achievements.
在那里只记载一句话。
It only records one phrase.
在亚当这个家谱里面的人，不管他活几百岁，甚至最长的马土撒969岁。
In the genealogy of Adam, doesn't record too much of what they did. All it says that is, for example, Methuselah lived 969 years.
神的话只有一句话。
And then there's this recurring phrase.
生养儿女就死了。
Begat sons and other sons and daughters, and he died.
生养儿女就死了。
Begat sons and daughters.And then he died.
这是亚当家谱里面所有的人的一个描述。
This summarizes all of the people's lives in the genealogy of Adam.
就是人的眼光，在这个家谱里面的人，他们一生活了几百岁。
in man's eyes, they may have lived several hundred years. They would, you imagine, do a lot of achievements, have a lot of achievements. However, God did not remember any of them. Did not record any of them. Not only so, he says, they begat other sons and daughters and then he died. This is the condition of everyone before the Lord. On earth today, you can see so many different people. No matter how long their life is. They may have contributed achievements to their nation and to their society. Much achievements for humanity. And we may say they are quite successful. However, if they do not believe in the Lord, they are found in the genealogy of Adam. In God's sight, all they did was had sons and daughters and then they died. You'd imagine someone who lived tens of years, even exceeding, let's say, 100 years old. Would you eulogize them by saying they begat sons and daughters and then they died? This is unfortunate. But that is the situation we have of the genealogy of Adam. All their life just passed away. This is the situation of someone who did not believe in the Lord yet and who is found in the genealogy of Adam.
但是第二个家谱, 基督的家谱,
but now we have the genealogy of Jesus.
在这个家谱里面,
in the genealogy of Jesus, the word and then he died. Then that does not appear.
在那里只告诉我们说亚伯兰生以撒，以撒生雅各和他犹大和他兄弟。
All it says is begetting. Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob, etc.
所以在这个亚当基督教会里面一再说谁生了谁，谁生了谁。
That in this genealogy of Jesus, that someone begat someone, someone begat someone.
生生生。
Begat, begat, begat.
没有讲到死这个字。
There's no mention of the word death.
所以这个基督的家谱里面呢，是说到一个蒙恩得救的基督，他们都在这个基督家谱里面。
So anyone who has been born again through faith in Jesus is now found in the genealogy of Jesus.
因为他们相信主耶稣基督，他们得到基督成为他们生命，他们得到神永远的生命。
When they believe in Jesus, they now have the life of Jesus, and that is eternal life.
没有说到他们在地上活了几岁，只活了几年。
It doesn't mention how long they lived on earth.
因为 在基督家谱里面，他们所得到一个生命是永远不死的生命。
And that's because in the genealogy of Jesus, the life that you receive is an eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是蒙恩得救的人，我们就是在这个家谱里面。
So if you have been born again, you are found in this genealogy.
我们得到这个生命是个永远的生命，不再死的生命。
Life that we receive is a life that never dies. It's an everlasting life.
就肉身来说，我们这个肉身有一天都要死掉。
One day, in terms of our flesh would die, our body would die.
但是我们里面得到的是永远的生命，这个是不死的生命，有一天要重新复活，并且要活到永永远远。
But within us is this eternal life that will never die, that will live on and on.
所以主耶稣曾对犹太人说：“我实实在告诉你们。”
So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
那信我，那信差我来者的，就永生不至定罪，已经是出死入生了。
That whoever believes in me and the one who sends me passes from death into life.
所以我们是应该是在亚当家谱里面的人。
We are all found in the genealogy of Jesus.
不管活了几岁，最终就死了。
We are all previously found in the genealogy of Adam.
但是我们今天已经进到基督的家谱里面。
But now we are found in the genealogy of Jesus.
我们从死亡进到生命里面。That
from death we passed into life.
我们从黑暗归向光明。
From the dominion of darkness to the dominion of light.
我们从撒旦权势里面归向神。
From the dominion of Satan to the dominion of God.
所以从神眼光来看人的时候。
So from God's perspective, when He looks at us,
只要是在亚当 家谱里面的人。
We were just part of the genealogy of Adam.
最终就死了。
If so, then we just lived and then we died.
但是在基督家谱里面的人，他们要活到永永远远。
But if you're found in the genealogy of Jesus, you'll live forever and ever.
所以我们看见神的眼光来看我们地上的人。
So if we take God's perspective in viewing our life on earth,
那是从蒙恩得救得到生命，开始过一个新的生活，过一个新的日子的时候，那是我们神计算年的开始。
When we believed in Jesus and are born again, from that very day, our days started to count before the Lord.
但是在我们地上好像神算得数的年日当中，到底有些哪些年日是神的神能够蒙到神的纪念？
Not only do we want to have our days starting to count before the Lord, but which days are actually remembered by the Lord.
感谢主，当我们蒙恩信主以后，我们有一个新的生命，神开始计算我们地上的年日。
Thank the Lord that from the day that we were saved, God started to count the days.
那些旧造生命的年日，神都不再计算。
The old creation days, of course, do not count.
但是在这个新的年日当中，哪些日子是在服侍神，或是不是服侍神？
But when you look at our new life, which days did you spend serving the Lord? Which days did you spend obeying the Lord?
哪些日子是蒙到神的纪念？哪些日子是不能蒙到神的纪念？
Which days are remembered by the Lord? Which days are not remembered?
我们知道在圣经里面，特别在新约里面，常常讲到在基督里这个词。
That in the New Testament, we know that there's this phrase in Christ that recurs pretty often.
在基督里这个词，应该是说到我们在基督里面那个地位。
In Christ can talk about our position before God.
只要我们信了主耶稣基督，我们就在基督里面。
That as long as you believe in Jesus, you are found in Jesus.
这是一个永不改变的地位。
This is an unchangeable position.
这是一个稳固的根基。
This is a foundation.
但是圣经讲到，在基督里面还有另外意思。
That in Christ is there's a second meaning.
不仅讲到这个地位问题，也是讲到个情形的问题。
It's not only a positional thing, it's an experiential thing.
我们在基督里面到底是怎么样光景，是怎么样的情形？
What is your spiritual condition in Christ?
是活在基督里面，还是活在自己里面？
Are you living in Christ or are you living in yourself?
所以不仅我们要知道我们在基督里的地位，我们更要知道我们在基督里面到底是怎么样的情形。
So that's why it's not just important to know that we are in Christ positionally, but in Christ experientially.
只有在基督里面有一个对好的光景的时候，那些日子才能蒙到什么纪念。
Only when we're in Christ experientially do those days are those days remembered.
我刚为什么要读列王记第六章跟使徒行传十三章那两边的一个记载
？So why did we just read 1 Kings chapter 6 versus Acts chapter 13?
我们刚刚说到。列王记第六章告诉我们说，所罗门建造圣殿的时候，乃是以色列百姓出埃及四百八十年以后。
So in 1 Kings chapter 6, we know that from the time that the Israelites left Egypt to the time that Solomon built the temple was 480 years.
而保罗在使徒行传十三章在那数算讲述以色列历史的时候。
Whereas in Acts 13, when Paul was recounting the history of Israel,
却告诉我们说，所罗门建造圣殿啊，是以色列百姓出埃及以后573年。
That from the time of the Exodus to the time of the building of the temple was 573 years.
列王记告诉我们说，建造圣殿啊，是出埃及以后480年。
On one side, 1 Kings says it's 480 years.
保罗却告诉我们说，出埃及记。以后是573年开始建造圣殿。
Whereas Paul said it is 573 years.
这两个数字到底哪一个是准确？
How do you reconcile these two figures?
我想两个都准确。
Both are accurate.
我们知道圣经不仅是一个历史的记载。
The Bible does not just record historical facts.
圣经更是一个属灵的书籍。
Oh, the Bible is not just recording history. It's recording the spirit.
有些数字就是单单数字，没有什么特别意义。
So some numbers are just plain numbers.
但是有些数字的确有特别意义。
But other numbers have spiritual meaning.
我想在这里所要表明的确有特别意义。
So there is spiritual meaning in these numbers.
这两个数字相差有93年。
The difference between those two numbers is 93 years.
这93年到底是怎么回事呢？
Then how was this 93 years calculated?
我们若是去读四世纪的时候，好像我们里面就稍微明亮一点。
That if you read the book of Judges, we would have some revelation.
我们知道四世纪里面刚才说是以色列历史当中一个极其黑暗的一个时代。
We previously mentioned the book of Judges describes the darkest time of Israel's history.
在那里有一句话一再出现。
That there is a recurring phrase.
在说到以色列百姓行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
That the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
这句话出现有六次。
That phrase happened six times.
每一次讲神讲到说以色列百姓行耶和华眼中看为恶的事的时候。
That when it mentions that the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord,
神就把他们交在仇敌手中。
The Lord delivered them into the hands of their enemies.
然后他们在那有些年日在那侍奉外邦人的王。
And thus in those times they are serving foreign kings.
四世纪记载六次以色列百姓有这样的光景。
This is the situation six times in the book of Judges.
若是把这六次他们在神把他们交在仇敌手中侍奉外邦人王的时候
If you add up all the times when they're serving foreign kings
这六次加起来正好是93年
You sum up to exactly 93 years
这就为什么刚提到说列王记跟使徒行传相所那个记载 年代差了93年
That explains why there's a difference of 93 years between 1 Kings and Acts It's because those 93 years were not counted in the sight of the Lord.
因为那93年他们是在侍奉外邦人的王。
Because those 93 years they were serving a foreign king.
那些年日神不纪念。
Those were not remembered in the sight of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，从圣经上神的话里面，我们就可以看见到底哪些年日神是算得数的，哪些年日神是纪念的。
Therefore, we can understand. Which days were remembered before the Lord?
不是从人的眼光来看。
It's not from man's perspective.
而是从神的眼光来看。
But from God's perspective.
我们知道从人的眼光来看，我们在地上活一天就是一天。
From man's perspective, if you live a day on earth, you think that counts as a day.
活一年就是一年。
If you live a year, you think that counts for a year.
但是从神的眼光来看，不是这样子。
But that's not the case.In God's perspective.
不是你活一年，神就把你当作一年。
It's not that you live a day, it counts as a day.
不是你活五十岁，五十年，神就把你当作五十年。
It's not that you live 50 years and thus you count as living 50 years.
一年乃是到蒙得救以后，在地上年日，蒙恩那天开始，神都计算。
From the moment that you are saved, each day starts counting in the sight of the Lord.
但是在这些神所计算年日当中，还有一些年日是不是神所纪念的
？But just because some days are counted before the Lord doesn't mean it's remembered before the Lord.
那就说到我们是不是在基督里面有个正常光景，是不是活在基督里面的人
？What determines it is if whether we have a good spiritual condition before the Lord.
我们是不是在侍奉神，还是在侍奉外邦人，侍奉那世界的王
？Were we serving the prince of this age, or were we serving the true King?
差别就在这里。
That makes the difference.
我们知道，新约有四卷福音书。
We know that there are four gospel books in the Bible.
都记载主耶稣在地上所行所事。
They record what Jesus did and taught on the earth.
每一卷福音书的记载重点都不太一样。
The emphases of the different gospel books are different from each other.
约翰福音到最后一章最后一节。
The book of John concludes with
那里告诉我们说在那一节就把主耶稣一生所做的事情做一个结论
It summarizes what Jesus did
他说耶稣所行的事还有许多
John said that Jesus performed many other things
若是把它写下来世界都装不下。
That are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and oh, sorry, the last verse of John says that there are many other things which Jesus did, which if they are written down, the world itself would not contain the books.
耶稣所行的事情不是单单只是四卷福音书记载那些内容而已。
So what Jesus did is not just the contents of the gospel books, what he did.
他说还有许多事情都没有记载下来。
It says that there were other things that Jesus did which were not recorded.
若是把他所做的事情都全部记录下来的话，成为书。
It says that if all those things were recorded in detail and put into books,
世界都容不下。
The world would not contain these books.
我们知道主耶稣在地上活了33年半。
We know that Jesus lived on the earth 33.5 years.
他真正出来做工传道只有三年半。
And his ministry, his preaching and teaching was 3.5 years.
都是这三年半主耶稣不吃不睡，不就不休息，日夜都在那边做工。
Even if Jesus were to spend those 3.5 years without sleeping,
一天24小时，一年365天。
And if he were to work all those days 24/7, 365 days a year.
把他所做的每一件事情都把它记录下来。
Even if you were to write all those things down,
成为书
to become books,
这个世界怎么容不下呢？
It's very likely the world could contain those books.
只要把盖了几个大图书馆，他的书还是装得下。
Just build big libraries.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，若将他所行的、所做的事情都记录下来成书，世界装不下。
But here it says that even if what Jesus did were written in detail, the world cannot contain those books.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
那意思是说，主耶稣所说的每句话、所做的每件事情。
It means that what Jesus said and what he did,
它的价值是无限的，是丰富的。
Their value is infinite. Their value is incredible.
整个世界是容不下的。
That the whole world cannot contain those books.
因为主一生都是在那里为神的职业活。
It's because each day the Lord satisfied the Father.
所以希伯来书第十章那里有两次说。我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
That is why in Hebrews 10, both there twice is recorded that, "Behold, I come to do your will."
我来了就是要照你的旨意行。
Behold, I've come to do your will.
所以主耶稣在地上短短的三年半的做工，他每一句所说每一句话所做每一件事情
，That each thing that Jesus did and said during his time on earth,
都是为了遵行神的旨意。
Were all to do the Father's will.
都是为了叫神得荣耀。
It's to glorify the Father.
因为他是照了神的旨意在那服侍过地上的日子。
It's because everything he did was according to the Father's will as he lived.
神纪念并且价值是无限量的。
Therefore, God remembered and the value of that work is immeasurable.
弟兄姊妹回到我们身上。
Now, let's bring it back to us.
感谢主，我蒙恩得救的时候，我名字记在生命册上。
Thank the Lord that from the moment that you're saved, you are written in the book of life.
我们开始在地上过一个新的生活，过一个新的日子。
That we began to live a new life on earth.
我们在所有蒙恩的日子里面，神都计算。
That each day started to count before the Lord.
但是在这神所计算年日，到底哪些年日是得到神的纪念呢？
However, just because they're counted, which days are those that are remembered before the Lord?
我们知道在神面前不仅有一本纪念，有本生命册。
We know that before the Lord, there's not only a book of life.
马拉基书那里告诉我们说，在神面前还有一本纪念册。
Malachi says that there's also a book of remembrance written before the Lord.
我们知道先知马拉基做先知的时候，也是以色列百姓一个属灵光景非常黑暗的一个段时候。
That when Malachi was writing the book, the spiritual condition of Israel was at its lowest valley.
当马拉基说完话以后，神沉默400年，不再向以色列。
That after Malachi spoke, God did not speak again to the people of Israel for 400 years.
直到施洗约翰出来说话。
Until John the Forerunner.
所以在那个荒凉的时代当中，神的百姓一再用话在那边顶撞神。
That in that era of Malachi, people would contest what the Lord wants.
他们在那说侍奉神是徒然的。
They would say that it is vain to serve the Lord.
在耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？
That what, why do we need to mourn and live a difficult life before the Lord of hosts?
他们意思说侍奉神有什么是徒然没有什么价值没有意义的。
What profit is it to serve God?
在神面前在耶和华面前苦苦斋戒就是说你在那边耶稣自己好像过一个非常分别为圣的生活没有得到什么好处呢？
Why do we have to live this life almost seemingly without enjoyment? Serving the Lord.
神借先知马拉基上也说
So God told Malachi
告诉我们说在耶和华面前有一本纪念册
That there is a book of remembrance written before the Lord
是纪念那些敬畏耶和华的人思念他名的人
for those who fear the Lord and esteem His name.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神说在他那里有本纪念册。
That before the Lord, that there is a book of remembrance.
记录那些敬畏神，在那边常常思念神，在那边常常谈论神的事情的人。
That written for those who fear the Lord, esteem His name, and speak to one another about the Lord.
神当侧耳听。
Thus the Lord remembered and heard.
神说到那个在神所定的日子当中。
So that the Lord says in the day.
那些人要特别归给神。
That those people will be prepared as a possession.
特别属乎神，神要怜悯他们。
That the Lord will spare them.
到那日的时候，神要在那里把恶人、善人分别出来。
That in that day, the Lord will distinguish the righteous from the evil.
也把那些侍奉神的、不侍奉神的，把它分别出来。
Those who serve God and those who don't serve God.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们可以看见，在神那里有本纪念册。
So let's remember that before the Lord, there is a book of remembrance.
那是当神的百姓说，真侍奉神是没有什么意义，没有是徒然的。
When the people say that there's no profit in serving the Lord,
你真的苦苦斋戒，没有什么得到什么益处。
Why are we living this life of bitterness and mourning?
但是感谢神，神说不。
The Lord says no.
那些侍奉神，那些敬畏神，那边分别为圣，自己在过地上日子的人，神要把他名字放在纪念册上。
That those who serve the Lord, those who fear Him and esteem His name, God will put their names into the book of remembrance.
那些日子是蒙到神纪念。
Those days will be remembered by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不仅在地上年日神数算。
So true, your days are counted before the Lord.
但是我们巴不得在那些年日当中，有些年日是蒙到神纪念的。
But in those days, there's a subset that is remembered by the Lord.
到有一天神要把这些人分别出来归给他。
That one day the Lord will make a distinction and have a people called for His possession.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们从神的话来看我们地上年日的时候，
So when we take the Bible and see our lives,
我们就知道如何来过我们地上的年日，
Then we'll know how to live each day on earth.
我们就知道如何来爱惜我们地上的年日，
Then we will learn to cherish our lives on earth.
所以保罗在以弗所第五章那里告诉我们，
That's why Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5,
他说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要做一个明白主旨意的人。
Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is.
保罗说我们要爱惜光阴。
Paul says we need to make the most of our time.
光阴不是单单 一段的时间。
Time is not just a length of time.
光阴乃是代表一个生命。
Time is about one's life.
一天就是代表一天的生命。
One day is one day of life.
一年就是代表一年的生命。
One year should be one year of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个生命我们是如何来过呢？
So upon which life do we spend each day?
这个生命我们是如何来活呢？
Which life do we use to live?
若是我们根据神的心意在那边过生活，在服侍。
According to the will of God, do we live and serve?
这是有价值，神就会纪念。
In that case, those days have value, and the Lord will remember those days.
摩西在那边祷告说。
Thus Moses prayed.
他说：“求你指教我们数算自己的年日。”
Teach us to number our days so that.
好叫我们。得着智慧的心。
We may present to you a heart of wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们从神的眼光来看我们地上年日的时候，
That when we think of the number of days we have,
我们在数算地上年日的时候，
When we number the days that we have,
我们就能够像一个智慧人，
Then we would become wise people.
我们就不会像一个愚昧人，
Not foolish people.
一个愚昧人就在糊里糊涂的过他的日子。
A foolish person would just live their lives willy-nilly.
他也知道他前途，他目标是什么。
They don't have a goal. They don't know their purpose.
他就过一天算一天。
That each day that comes by, it just passes by.
我想这是地上愚昧人所做的。
That is what a person in the world will do.
他是一个智慧人，他知道他的年日非常宝贵。
But a wise person, each day of their life, they would count as precious.
他会好好利用他的年日，利用他的光阴，或说使用他这个生命。
They would carefully evaluate what each day is.
但是我们知道，这是一个，我们说这是这个现今的时代邪恶。
But because these days are evil,
因为这个时代是要让我们在那边浪费我们时间。
the days are evil, meaning each day we just want to waste our time.
一切所行的都是为了满足自己的需要。
That each day is just to enjoy ourselves.
那我们不会让永存的有价值的事物在那边来追求。
But we're not pursuing anything of value or of eternity.
所以一个智慧人他能够宝贵他的年日。
But a wise person would cherish their time on earth.
我刚说到光阴不是单单一段时间而已。
We said,in our phrase, redeeming time, time is not just a period of time.
光阴也是代表一个生命。
It represents a life that is lived.
光阴也是说到一个机会。
It's an opportunity that's
had. 你有这个时间就你有就机会。
Now that you have this time, you have this opportunity.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们不仅珍惜这个时间，爱惜我们要抓住个机会。
Not only do we have this time, we need to take this opportunity and seize it.
抓住神给我们的时间来好好来侍奉神，来追求，来服侍他。
Lay hold of this opportunity to faithfully serve the Lord and please Him.
我们知道今天地上的人也知道说人生短暂。
We know that in this world, people would say life is short.
但是呢，他们是抓住这个机会，好好的享乐。
But they would take this life as short and just want to enjoy their life.
他们抓住机会在吃喝玩乐，满足他自己肉体的需要。
They would seize this opportunity to eat and drink.
他们所谓这是享受人生。
To just enjoy life.
弟兄姊妹，什么是真正享受人生呢？
But what is truly enjoying life?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们这些属神的，我们这些蒙恩儿女，我们要抓住神给我们的时间，给我们的机会。
For us who have been touched by His grace, we need to seize every opportunity.
我认识两位年长的弟兄。
I know two elderly brothers.
一位活到九十几岁，前两年过世。
Who lived to the age of 90 and passed away in the last 2 years.
一位现在九十几岁。
They were in their 90s.
那位这两位弟兄，特别他已经过世那个弟兄，在他年老的时候
，One of them in their old age，
他身体上也有一个病，非常重的病。
His body had a serious disease.
他知道他在地上年纪不多了。
And he knew that the time he had left on earth was not too long.
也是九十几岁的。
He was in his 90s.
但他抓住机会，抓住神，还给他一点的时间。
But he seized the opportunity, that short time that God still gave him.
他赶紧把他神给他的一些负担领受，有些都大部分都是录音的，他把那些录音东西呢整理成为书籍。
That he edited the recordings of his sermons into books.
最后几年他一直在赶这件事情，做这个事情。
That is the main thing that he's been doing the last few years.
他觉得说他知道地上年日不多了。
He knew that he didn't have much time left.
随时都可以离开这个世界。
Anytime could be the day that he leaves this earth.
但是他就抓紧时间，抓紧机会，好好把那些神给他的负担领受，把他能够成为书籍，能够造就教会，造就有更多的人。
But he seized those opportunities to edit those recordings into books to then edify his brothers and sisters of the church.
另外那个孩子还活着，那个九十几岁弟兄也是一样。
There's another brother I know who's in his 90s. He's still living.
加紧，对。
Okay.
加紧脚步，把他从前多年一些领受，也要把它成为书。
To take the teachings that he taught and make them into books.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是给我们一个好的一个榜样。
They were good examples.
不管我们今天地上年日长短，
No matter if your life on earth will be short or long,
神量给每一个人什么都不一样。
Everyone, God gives everyone a different length of time.
但是我们还有机会在地上过日子的时候，我们应该抓住神给我们的各种机会。
But God gave opportunities to us so that each day we may take it.
好叫那些年日能够蒙到神的纪念。
So that each of those days will be remembered before the Lord.
不仅保罗说叫我们爱惜而已，爱惜光阴。
Not only does Paul tell us to make the most of our time.
我刚才说爱惜，原文应该是说赎回。
We said that the term making the most of is also redeem.
我们知道，我们今天一些我们年日过去以后呢，很多机会就过去了。
We know that for us, a lot of days.If they pass by, they pass by.
时间不能倒流。
Time cannot be held on to.
体力健康都不能重新再来一次。
Once your health degrades, you can't have it back.
过去就过去了。
Once it goes, the days pass, they pass away.
即使我们后悔说, 若是能够重新再回来的话,
if I got to relive my life again, I'd do it differently. But of course, that's impossible. Thank the Lord.
神再说,
but thank the Lord that our days can be redeemed.
就是说好像你流失的,
as if the days that you forfeited, the days that you wasted, can be redeemed.
怎么赎回来呢?
How can those days be redeemed?
我们读到, 先知耶尔时代,
that we read in the book of Joel.
神说那些被蝗虫马蚱吃掉的年日,
that in the, those days that the swarming locusts have eaten,
神要补还给你们,
God will make it up to them.
怎么补还呢?
How does God make it up for them?
只要他们还在地上,
that as long as they return unto me, as long as they return to God,
好像敬畏神,
that as long as they obey the Lord and serve the Lord,
即使从前日子,失落日子,
that those days that we thought were wasted and gone,
浪费掉日子,
those days that are far gone,
你们可以, 神可以,
God says that those days can be redeemed.
感谢神,
thank the Lord, this is great encouragement.
乃是说神一再给我们有机会,
that means God still gives us opportunities. You may think, I wasted a lot of time in the past. Wasted the time on the entertainment in the world. That one day we'll return before God.
我们可以好像, 神说你可以重新起头,
it's as if at that moment God said, you can do it again.
过去失去的日子,
that all those days you thought you wasted, I'm going to redeem it back to you.
弟兄姊妹, 你看,
that is great encouragement to us.
总是让我们还是有机会,
that means now, today, you have opportunity. As long as the breath of life remains,
神一再给我们机会,
God gives us opportunity.
但是我们是不是能够抓住机会,
but do you seize it?
还是让这个时间,让这个机会一再流失掉,
or do you let it go to waste?
若是这样流失掉,
if you let it go to waste, it will not be remembered by the Lord.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
彼得后书那里告诉我们,
in 2 Peter, he tells us,
他说, 主看一日如千年,
the Lord sees one day as 1,000 years.
千年如一日,
1,000 years as one day.
就是永远的神来说,
in terms of the God of eternity,
一日跟千年在他没有什么差别,
there's no difference between one day and 1,000 years.
但是这个, 这句话意思还有另外一个意思,
but the meaning is,
神可以把一日当作千年,
God can treat a day as 1,000 years.
也可以把千年当作一日,
He can also treat 1,000 years as one day.
若是我们有一日是真的好好敬畏神侍奉神,
if for a one day you carefully and faithfully serve the Lord and obey Him,
耶和华眼中看为正的事,
and in the sight of God, He will treat it as 1,000 years.
但是若是我们在地上, 即使过千年,
but if you lived on earth for 1,000 years,
不是行在神的旨意当中,
that was not lived before Him,
不是当侍奉神,
you are not serving God,
不是当在为神而活,
you are not living for Him,
即使你可以活一千年,
true, you may live 1,000 years,
在神眼光当中, 不过是一日而已,
but in God's sight, it was only one day.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
他说我们不要做糊涂, 要做一个智慧人,
Paul says, do not be foolish, well, do not be unwise men, but wise.
感谢神, 这个智慧不是我们自己本身有的,
thank the Lord that this wisdom does not come from ourselves.
基督已经成为我们智慧,
Jesus has become wisdom to us.
这个智慧需要我们在神面前有更多的认识经历,
that this requires experience day by day.
正如保罗所说, 我们不要像个愚昧人, 我们要像个智慧人,
Paul says, do not be unwise, but wise.
我们明白主的旨意如何,
to understand what the will of God is.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们能明白主的旨意, 我们照神眼中看为对的事去行的话,
that if we understand what the will of God is, and then follow up by living,
我们就知道如何在地上过生活,
then we would know how to spend each day on earth.
当我们能够照着神眼中看为对的事去过生活的时候, 自然而然我们日子在神面前就蒙到他的喜悦。
So if we spend each day that's right in the sight of God, then those days will be remembered in the sight of God.
也得到纪念。
He will be remembered.
现在是一个不容的时代。
This is a difficult generation we live in.
这是个邪恶败坏的时代。
This is an evil, adulterous one.
仇敌想尽办法要把我们时间浪费掉。
The enemy wants us just to waste our time.
但是我们要成为智慧人。
But let's be wise people.
爱惜神给我们年日。
To seize the time that He gives us.
即使我们曾经失落很多日子。
True, you may have wasted a lot of time.
我们可以把它重新把它赎回来。
But those times can be redeemed.
只要我们抓住时间，抓住机会。
As long as we seize the opportunity.
我们好好追求服侍主。
And carefully pursue the Lord and serve Him.
满足他的心，得他的喜悦。
And thus please the Lord's heart.
自然神就把我们失落日子重新补还给我们。
And therefore, God can then redeem the time that was wasted.
这些日子能够得到他的纪念。
And then those days that we live will be remembered.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我想每一件事情我们都需要回到神的话来。
That in every situation we want to return back to the Word of God.
到底神的眼光是怎么样看事情。
To see what's God's point of view.
不管是个人的团体的。
Regardless of whether it's an individual or the corporate body.
只有照着神眼光看为正的事。
We want to do what is right in the sight of God.
才能真正得到神的喜悦。
In order to please Him.
包括的在往后日当中
So as we continue on our way
虽然今年已经过三个多月了
Although it's already 3 months 2025 has already passed
我们时时刻刻都有机会重新有个起头
Let's have a new beginning Let's have a new start
这都是一个机会
Every day is a new opportunity
这都是一个赎回日子的一个机会
Each day is a new opportunity to be redeemed and made the most of
包括我们一同借着神话彼此鼓励
May we encourage each other with the word of God
一同过地上的年日
To know how to live each day on earth
好像我们地上的年日没有突然过去
That each day would not be lived in vain
不仅神能够数算
That God may not only count our days
神更能够纪念
That He may remember our days
那我们就是成为一个有福的人
Then we will be blessed
我讲到这里
That's the end of my sharing
今天让我们做就是祷
May the brother pray for us
I
have a word of prayer.
感谢主给我们这样的机会，让我们能够赎回自己的日子。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity for us to redeem our time.
主啊，真是求你教导我们啊，要谨慎行事，不要像那愚昧人，当像智慧人。
We ask Lord that you would lead us and guide us, that we would not be as a foolish person, but as wise.
主啊，也求你啊，以真理来教导我们，让我们能够明白你的旨意。
May you teach us with the truth that we may understand your will.
主啊，愿我们的日子都在基督里。
That our days may be spent in the Lord Jesus.
主啊，也愿我们的日子都蒙你的纪念。
And that our days would all be remembered by you.
感谢你，也求你亲自来祝福你的话语。
We thank you and may you bless your word.
祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，我们接下来有些报告的事项。